I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim, Jim and Nobby.
Hello, Nobby.
Hello, Jim.
Jeez, you can tell it's Friday, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
I hope you know now, listener. This is extra stuff. We wouldn't do this for anybody. We're just doing it for you.
Yeah. Oh, they really appreciate that extra stuff, I can tell.
Mm.
They love this extra bit.
Good thing we saw this morning. Someone highly recommended it to us that you ask Alexa, who is... What's your woman's name again? Jo from Line of Duty?
Yeah.
Who's she related to?
Who's Jo, who's Jo related Davidson. To Jo Davison.
And Alexa says... Well, she speaks, but well, I have to read it.
I can't tell you who it is, but for the purpose of the tape, I can tell you that the cause of death was being a rat.
Wow.
Wow.
Alexa's even jumped on the Line of Duty bandwagon.
Well, in fairness to the Line of Duty, their publicity department is doing a fantastic job. Fella.
Fantastic job. Saw a thing on Facebook this morning. Yeah, I occasionally browse it now and again. And it was a huge thread of name the thing that you gave away or even let someone borrow that you'd like back. And I thought it'd be simple things like lend them an album. Lent them a
flag. There's a couple of exes of mine have some of my albums, but I have them on CD now, so I don't really need them.
This is substantial stuff. Like there was items of clothing, high value things that people, and generally they wrote themselves, I'm just too kind or too nice to ask for it back. Come on, everyone, if someone has something belonging to you, ask for it back.
I know, but if you haven't spoken to them in years, you can't just go, here's that book that
depends
I borrowed off
it is. Yeah. Depends what it is. Like, what if you lent them a guitar?
Have you got something? It was something that's bugging you.
No, but I'm also panicked now that I have something belonging to somebody else. I hope I don't. Oh, I do. I have a key. I have a key belonging to someone that opens up every mountain in Ireland.
Give us a...
No.
Gizda.
No.
Gizda.
No.
Opens them up to what?
You know the way all the mountains, because everyone's walking the mountains at the moment, you know the way there's a yellow and black barrier?
Yeah.
I have a key for all of them.
And you can drive up them?
I can go wherever I want.
Have you used it?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Right up the Dublin Mountains.
Are you sure you should be talking about this?
Ah, yeah, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's official.
You're not going to get the key holder into trouble, are
you? It's official work business. I work in a radio station?
Yeah.
What's up the top of mountains? Radio towers.
Yeah.
Grand.
You've been going up there?
Sorted. Yeah, but I can go anywhere.
I can't go anywhere.
I can go places that aren't towers. I even found a sneaky road around the head of Howth a few weeks ago. Didn't even know you could drive.
I love finding stuff I didn't know was there.
Yeah.
One of my favourite shows that was ever on telly, I can't remember who presented it, and it was this guy, and he'd go to different cities and he'd show you all the secret things that were in cities.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's one place, and it used to be owned by some investigation spies or whatever, and you go in through a door beside a shop that you wouldn't even know this was here, and then you go down a lift and it goes to a fake tube station like 400 feet underground, and it's huge. People have to cycle.
Still working?
No, it's a fake one. It's in behind all the real tube stations. They built it fake, and inside it they have to cycle around, it's so big. And that's where they used to have some big spy operation used to live in here. Oh man, this guy gets access to everywhere. There's these guys in Paris, and they have the keys, like you have for the mountains.
Yeah.
They have the keys for every building in Paris.
I'd say the keys in Paris are better.
So this gang, and nobody knows who they are, but they go in at night, and they fix things. in through the tunnels. They come in through the tunnels.
Like the elves and the shoemakers.
So what they did was they went into a church. They got the keys. They went in through the tunnels. They dressed all in black. They go in through the tunnels. And then they come up through the thing and they let themselves in with the keys because they've got the keys down through the years for various people who work there. They got to the top of the church. They fix the clock and then they escape and nobody knows who they are.
Fix the clock. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's going to be the Ed Sheeran follow-up.
Oh.
Yeah, so I reckon the keys to Paris are better than the keys to all the mountains. But still, that's...
No, it is pretty good.
That's what I have and I haven't
given
it back.
They reminded me of that. When are you going to give it back?
I don't know. I'll wait till I'm asked, which is kind of... I'm really contradicting myself here. I started off by saying you should ask for something you have back. It's not like this person doesn't have another one.
Give it back.
I will. No, I will. The last time I had it, I gave it back the next day. And they were like, oh, you're done already. I was like, yeah, it's grand. Thanks.
All right.
So I felt like it was too early that time. I've also started to... has anyone listening got a pizza oven and how did you get on? You might let us know on a DM somewhere. Because my neighbour has one and I keep seeing an ad on Instagram for this gas heated pizza oven. Little metal yoke, four legs.
Is it the uni?
It's like an uni. It's called something else.
It's the rock blocks.
Begins with a G.
The rock box, is it?
Gazooba or something. Is there any point?
I've watched an awful lot of videos about them, Nobby, if there's any consolation. I haven't got one, but... Would you like one? I've decided... Well, I'd like one, yeah. But
do you prefer a proper brick one?
No, not necessarily. I would prefer... I've decided I'd probably prefer a different thing than this.
Another gadget.
Well, you're going to have a table. If you're going to have a pizza oven, right, you're going to have a proper table for it.
Would it melt the table under it? Get very hot?
It'll have to be a kind of metal surface table.
Well, you're talking to a guy who set a disposable barbecue up on a wooden balcony before.
Yeah,
so
I don't know if you're ready for that.
Maybe I shouldn't do that, actually.
Anyway, the thing you have does pizzas.
Oh, the green egg does do pizzas, yeah. But it's not a pizza, it's not officially a... I don't know, yeah, maybe you're right, I don't need it. You're right.
You don't need it.
I won't bother.
You got plenty.
I'll stop scrolling.
Plenty.
I don't even ask for it. It just keeps coming up. It'll come up now because I've mentioned it and it's listened to me.
You want to do those...
Hey, Siri.
...dirty food images you put up of drooling beef.
What's the best pizza oven?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she just crashed. That's great. That's two advertisements for Apple on the show today. First of all, the guy playing Instagram with AirPods, you can't hear a word he's saying. We ask him who's the president of Ireland and he says Git.
Skip, I think he was saying. I'm still not sure what he was saying.
And now he has Kiri, whatever, about pizza ovens. Also, just had a tweet.
Well, we don't know if he was on an iPhone, that fella.
When you haven't listened to the radio in so long and then switch on hashtag FM104 Strawberry Alarm Clock, this is a marketing person, and just missed this, and two hearts, and just missed this and tagged us. Jenna, where have you been? Like, what have you been doing? I know everyone's life's been turned upside down, but please, everyone come back.
So, coming up on the podcast today... That's not me. Looks wistfully into the distance there.
We'll be talking about Colin the Caterpillar. If you know, you know. Jim didn't know.
I didn't know. Yeah, I'll tell you about how to keep your hair looking gorgeous. Line of duty, of course, because it's, you know. We'll have Instagram with Carl. Poor Carl. Pray for Carl.
Sweaty scalp.
Podgy will be here with his TV guide, which is fantastic. And we'll have some Dish the Dirt. Will Bebe Rexha marry the Bebe and become Bebe Bebe?
The Bebe.
And we'll talk about Jennifer Lopez's love life. And see if we can help her.
Yeah, there's something wrong, lads. It's not working out for J-Lo. And it can't be all the lads.
It's just the wrong guy.
They can't all be, what, the wrong five husbands?
She's just met, her dating pool is the wrong place. She needs to come to Dublin to find a real man.
Is J-Lo a melter? Or would you say she's a belter? Have a nice weekend.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7 to 4. It's 10 past 7 on a Friday.
Gorge nippy Friday. Hello, Gordon.
Salons, suntans, and saloons.
When?
Are back on track for the summer as lockdown eases.
There's a campaign to have outdoor dining in pubs from the 24th of May, I read earlier this morning on my phone device.
Bring it. What did I say? There's a market in London. Yeah? Yeah?
Oh, the big famous market down near
Camden.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So I can't remember if it's there's another place, right? But they have a fake roof. Okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's raining. The roof is like, it's like a big awning, but it's huge, right? So it doesn't matter about whether it's lashing. And underneath this big awning, it's like, so basically a massive car park market, huge area. And they have all the food trucks, all the gourmet trucks. You want to get yourself a meatball, you want to get yourself a sandwich, some whatever it is you're into. They have everything catered for. They have little outdoor fizzy drink emporiums, and you can stand around distanced outside, but you're covered in case it's lashing rain and there's heaters if it's cold. And that is the future.
It sounds exactly like what they're trying to do with the Smithfield fruit markets when that is redesigned.
Yes.
And reopened.
Bring it on.
I saw an artist's impression of that. Sounds very like it.
Tonish Leo Varadkar said he's increasingly confident the pubs and restaurants will allow customers indoors for a pint and a meal. Hairdressers, beauty salons and non-essential shops could reopen in late May.
Well, that's good of them, isn't it?
And fully that's vaccinated people will, with a green cert could travel throughout EU within months.
Well, now you don't have to quarantine if you're coming from somewhere. That's all tickety-boo. If so, you're double vaccined and all that jazz.
Yesterday was the best day for news, wasn't it? For, you know, things, even Neffet were saying that these things are good, things are going down, we've all achieved one of the best.
Yeah, I'd say Stephen Donnelly would have given yesterday a thumbs up.
Oh, a giant thumbs up and a smiley face.
Maybe double thumbs up.
So it's progress is being made, hopefully. But like, only a few days ago it was all doom and gloom, but now it's all looking good again. I can't keep up with it.
Listen, you can find doom and gloom any day you like if you go looking for it. So
you can. That's what the new thing that probably be in the dictionary is doom scrolling. So it's when you kind of go, oh God, and you type in whatever, some new variant, and you start scrolling about what people on Twitter think. And they're, you know, you're scrolling through and going, oh God, oh no, somebody here thinks, oh God. You can get yourself in a flap.
William and Harry won't be side by side at the funeral tomorrow. They will be separated by the Princess Royal's son. Peter Phillips is his name. He'll be in the middle.
Who's the Princess Royal's son?
I'm not actually. Is that Anne's youngfella?
I don't know.
I think it is. Peter Phillips. He doesn't look unlike Will.
I don't know him.
William. That's tomorrow. You'll be able to watch it all televised if you like.
Lotto winner is a cool cat. They're from Kilkenny. They're laughing all the way to the bank. 12.7 million was sold in Kilkenny. Unless it was, you know, a dub driving through or somebody else driving through. Speculations on the new multimillionaire might be rife in the Marble City yesterday. Local man Dara Walsh said, I haven't heard a thing myself, but whoever, wherever it is, they're fierce lucky. Thanks for that, Dara. It's an unreal amount of money to win. Are you from Kilkenny? Can you give us a comment on the lottery winner?
So money follows money. That's all I say. Money follows money.
Break for the order. Now, I never even thought of this, but like now people will think this.
What's break for the order? It's like a break for the border.
Yeah,
reunion.
Yeah, so it's break for the border for what? The order. Not the orange order.
Not the orange order.
No, a different type of order. Fizzy drinks. HSE chiefs are warning people not to head to the north when the pubs there reopen in 2 weeks. On April the 30th.
Well, it's not just the pubs. There was a lady who owns a hairdressing salon talking yesterday saying 10 minutes from here in the north, they're going to be open. My customers are going to go there.
But now that's all I can think about. It's like Homer Simpson with the red button. It's like, do not press the button. Do not go to the north because the pubs will be open. Yeah. Now it's in my head.
You're not going to pay for a taxi home from the north?
No, I'm not going to.
You won't even pay for a taxi home from town?
No.
So,
but if you're...
So don't worry about it.
But my sister lives in Fermanagh.
Yeah, well, she lives in you know, a different country. So
she does, yeah. But I can't travel to see her at the moment.
No.
But if I did travel to see her, her pubs are open.
Yeah, yeah. You could be, you know, taking care of her, but you'd have to stay over.
I'd have to stay over, yeah.
But equally, if you live 5 minutes over the border and the pub over the is like, what's that hotel that's literally on the border? It's not called Carnegie, but it begins with C something.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of loosey goosey places there. Kind of one foot in one place.
Pop in there,
yeah,
and you'd be grand. Sure, there was some fella's garden on the telly before. One end of it's Republic of Ireland. The other end is Northern Ireland.
Does he have anything
in his field or something?
Does he have anything in the middle to separate it?
I don't know. But he's two different gates and he's literally crossing into a different country.
Wow. And well, Jennifer Lopez is available officially again.
Okay.
Okay, so Jennifer Lopez
is often.
And Alex Rodriguez have called off their engagement after weeks of speculation about the split. Jennifer and a baseball star fella have started dating back in 2017. They've announced their engagement in 2019. That's off now. So, you know, it's not beyond the realms that somebody listening right now, a young fella from
Kilkenny with 12 million,
or just, you know, a fella called
I think the fella's don't suit her.
A fella called Dean from Dublin could be listening now, and he might end up going out with Jennifer Lopez.
I don't think the fella suit her. It just doesn't work. I think she maybe needs to go and have a relationship with a woman or something.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Well, no. What's harsh about it?
Okay, well,
she's been with, she's had about five husbands. It's not working out, like, or else just
Hollywood,
be single.
Hollywood, they're always
get a
busy.
Few cats.
You're never home if you're a film star.
Carrickdale is the name of the hotel. Yeah, that's when you know you've crossed the border. Fair play to you. Anyway, I wouldn't know anything about that. It's 7:16 on FM 104.
Strawberry alarm clock at 7:04. It's 7:19. Nobby, I think you might be onto something.
Let me find some.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
J-Lo instrumental music. Just
J-Lo, Nobby suggested that maybe J-Lo should give up fellas altogether. I have a different suggestion. I think J-Lo should give up celebrity fellas. I think she should go out with a bloke from Dublin, a normal guy, a civilian, you know, with a trade. No celebrities, not a basketball star, not a movie star, not a singer.
So do you reckon like she'd fancy a young fella in Snickers trousers?
I think so, yeah. I think a real guy.
What woman wouldn't?
And then she could come home and say what it was like on set, what it was like recording her album, and he would go, yeah, well, you know, here's what happened to me today, and it wouldn't be, there'd be no competition. And he wouldn't be always out off doing showbiz stuff as well. Keep her grounded.
But a lot of people do end up with Hollywood or other people, and it can be okay.
They do. But here is a list of, so she'd been married 3 times. I was trying to work out how many times had she been married.
So full on married 3 times.
The same thing happens with various celebrities like Jennifer Aniston, Kylie Minogue. They just can't, the relationships can never nail down, because I think it's because the fellas are jealous of their career. I think that's what it is. Anyway, here it is. Mark Anthony, she's married to him.
How long was that for?
That was her third marriage, and he was a Grammy winner as well, and she has twins with him. They tied the knot in 2004. They were together for 7 years. That was a big
one.
That's
quite long in J-Lo terms.
I'd say that was the one. I'd say he was the one. Chris Judd, she was married to him. That was her second husband.
Right.
She married him in 2001. They divorced the next year. Ojani Noah, he was her first husband. Again, that was only a year long. So it looks like the main...
Is he famous? I don't know him.
Yeah, he was... they met before the movie. Yeah, he was an actor, I think.
He
owned a restaurant. He was a big restaurant owner. So he was kind of normal.
But the closest thing to a non-celeb husband, but it didn't last.
But then you get into the boyfriends. Alex Rodriguez, they split up.
Now, it's not just boyfriends. She was engaged to these guys.
Sorry, engaged to Alex. This is engagements, yeah. So I'll get to the boyfriends in a sec. Alex Rodriguez, they've just broken up. We've realised we're better as friends and look forward to remaining so. Now, he's put up a video of loads of mementos of their relationship already on Instagram last night. He's getting sort of slagged
off.
Yeah,
he's playing Coldplay.
And there's pictures of him and her and
on the background. I'll just pause J-Lo here for a second, and this is the video he posted.
He's obviously having a bit of an emotional moment.
It's Coldplay fix. He's got a Jennifer Loves Alex picture of the sand in the photograph. It looks like CDs and DVDs and all kinds of photographs.
Looks like the stuff's in his garage, like he was choked out. Anyway, so Ben Affleck, she was engaged to him as well.
Oh yes. How long
Bennifer.
Were they engaged?
Do you remember Bennifer?
Now, I really thought they were going to last.
Only 2 years engagement.
Oh.
They parted the ways out. 2004.
What did she do with all the rings?
I don't know. What's the story when you get engaged and you don't, do you give the ring back? You're supposed to give it back, aren't you?
I think the fellas involved, though, they're all kind of famous, so they mightn't want the ego denting of getting it back.
Okay, so some of the celebrities she's just been on dates with. Drake, I never knew that.
Right.
Casper Smart.
I remember Casper, yeah, because it's an unusual name.
He's the Let's Get Loud singer.
Not that smart, is he? Let her go.
He's a backup dancer just like Mark Anthony as well. And Sean Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about that.
They were pulled off one night and he was carrying.
Carrying what?
He was carrying a weapon.
He was packing heat, was he?
And, you know, that is legal in, well, not all of America, maybe. I don't know. There was a deal. There was issues over, anyway.
They were the biggest celebrity couple. Puff Daddy and Jennifer Lopez was a high power celeb couple.
And as someone has literally just said, she is the sexiest woman in the world, 50-odd, and is smoking. And you're right. You're right.
She needs a fella from Darndale who is a plumber. And he's real, and he's normal, and he's cool.
Yeah,
and
of
he's
course. But
look after her.
If that doesn't work out for her, what's wrong?
Because these guys, they're all celebrities. There's too much hair gel and sunglasses going on.
It can't be all them.
Well, showbiz.
The same
world.
Woman. What's the show? What's the common denominator here? It's J Lo.
I know. Yeah. We all have a friend who just can never find the right fella.
Is she a pain in the J Lo?
Well, maybe I think she might be just going for the wrong fellas. That's what I think. I don't know her.
I remember hearing before, doesn't matter how good looking she is, she's still wrecking some young fella's head, you just don't know him. So I don't know. Poor J-Lo, pray for her and your man. I don't hope to get back together. But I think, yeah, if she like, I don't know, if she started going out with Charlize Theron or something.
Maybe she's high maintenance.
Oh, maybe, you reckon?
For every shoe there's a sock. You know
Sinead
I mean?
Has said, I'd say she's a melter. Yeah, you could be right.
You could be onto something there, Sinead.
Did you do the dishwasher? Did you do the dishwasher? Did you do the dishwasher?
I wouldn't say Jennifer Lopez even knows where the dishwasher is. They'd have help for that.
All the Hollywood people have help. It's the men's fault, not my fault
so far.
It's the
men, yeah. You need to find the right man. That's all it is.
And you have so much more than that in common with
in condom with her.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what you said.
Linda, I didn't mean to say that. You didn't have to repeat it.
I did, yeah, because if I said it, you'd repeat it.
It's FM 104. Pray for J-Lo. What's wrong with her?
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
So, Bebe Rexha has some new music for you. Sabotage is her new release. Would you like to have a little... she's taken to Twitter to announce it.
Oh, very good. Well, it is New Music Friday.
One, two, one, sabotage. Everything I love. It's always beautiful until I mess it up. One, two, one, sabotage. Everything I love. The walls are closing in because I built them up.
Kind of reminds me of Sia and Miley Cyrus and a whole lot of other people.
If Bebe Rexha married DaBebe, would she be Bebe Bebe?
Yeah, she would be DaBebe DaBebe. Bebe.
Would she have to? Would her surname be DaBebe? Bebe DaBebe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, all that stuff.
She might not take his name. Chris Martin is in South Korea. The Coldplay frontman has left a note to a fan in South Korea, which read, "Hi, Chi Sung Lee. Thank you very much. Love, Chris. Coldplay." Fans have flocked to Twitter speculating whether he's there to meet BTS.
Well, is there any other reason why you'd go to South Korea, of course?
On his way to North Korea.
No, if he's going to be going anywhere, he's going to be going to South Korea.
I know, but imagine if he's on his way to North Korea through South
Korea. They're not open.
I know, but they might be open to him.
They're not open at the best of times.
Imagine if the only person they let in
was
to North
Martin.
Korea was Chris.
Because Kim Jong-un loves Coldplay.
Yeah.
Right, I'd actually believe it.
Concept of me as a human being. Shout at me like you know it's so aggressive but
this is Chris getting
I'm sorry, be polite,
dealing with some aggressive autograph hunters
decency, you know what I mean, these are all going on eBay. I always sign at least one each.
Chris, they blocked the car
down,
so we couldn't
man.
See they
put
couldn't
the camera
see.
Down show some respect.
I understand.
Put the camera
I
down family I might have had a gig which I did have, you know what I'm saying.
I'm sorry about that, honestly.
When was this? Right, this is right. In South
Thanks
Korea.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm not sure, but I never saw that or heard that side of Chris Martin.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think he'd have that in him.
Did you ever hear him walking out the radio interview?
No.
Oh, dear.
What did they ask him?
See, Chris is a lovely fella, right? Bit of a sensitive guy.
Yeah.
And when he's having a bad day, and sometimes he shouldn't be doing interviews when he's doing interviews, and whoever was interviewing him said something that kind of slagged off Coldplay a bit, I think. And he just said, oh, look, I don't need to do this. And off he went. Yeah, it's like, and once you flounce out of an interview, it goes everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
But I actually felt quite sorry for him. I think he was just very tired, you know.
Oh, yeah. We've
You'd often flounce
there,
out of here, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've stormed
if
off.
If I was very mean to you one day.
I've stormed off, absolutely.
I know, I felt sorry for him. But he hasn't done it since. I think he's just eased off on that.
Ryland has spoken about how nice and kind Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford were towards him when he first joined This Morning. And the industry in general. He said everyone's so quick to jump on someone when they've done something wrong or effed up on air or whatever. Yeah. But actually not many people tell you when you've done something right.
He's co-hosting The One Show at the moment.
Yeah, he's just an all-round type of fella.
How does that work now? If you're working for ITV.
No idea.
He's an independent trader, is he?
Yeah, again, he does some work for the BBC. No, he actually does though.
I know, yeah. Would ITV not say, look, you can't be doing that. That's their flagship evening show.
I wonder, does another company make This Morning or something and it's not actually ITV who make it, maybe?
Why didn't he get the gig with Alison on Fridays?
Because he's probably still on a retainer. There's no X Factor going on, so they had to make him earn his money somehow.
The fictional tale of Leonardo da Vinci's role in a murder scandal is the plot of the new Amazon Prime series. The show comes out today in the UK and Ireland. Italy's already seen it. Millions of Italians watched it. But the US release date is still pending.
Ha ha, in your face, US.
You are Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm told you are exceptionally gifted. That the quality of your work on the battle of Christ exceeds the rock himself.
No, I'm a mere apprentice. What is the most noble endeavor mankind can pursue? The study of plants, the endless complexities of the natural world, the design of buildings in which to worship God.
I don't draw like the others do.
You don't talk much like them either.
One discipline surpasses all others. My art is the noblest endeavor.
I feel sorry for the Italians.
Why?
Because Leonardo da Vinci is one of the most famous Italians of all time. They tune in to watch this massive series on Amazon Prime and it's all in English and it's dubbed for them. He's one of theirs.
Pretty sure I've won a few quid on Noble Endeavour as well.
Yeah.
Nearly certain.
It should have been an Italian dubbed into English.
It seems today that on TV there are so many programs, which ones should we see? But where can we get some decent telly? Sitting on our backside.
Come on!
Podgy has a TV guide.
That's my show!
He tells us what he's streaming, what his telly box is beaming, cause the coppers told him he can't go outside. It's time for Podgy's TV
Get the ride.
What is the story in my bed?
This is the guide when nobody is getting the ride. Brackets casually.
What is the story in my bed?
How's your hair looking these days?
Sure, it's all the way down to me.
I love looking at people on Zoom who've suddenly got highlights again and little curls that there's no way they managed to do themselves. Although I once went on Loose Women on TV3 or something and they open this gun and just spray you orange.
You went on Loose Women on TV3.
Yeah.
Roger, you've already played a clip from Frank of Ireland.
Tell us about it. It's got the other fella as the main guy.
The other fella's the main guy. It's the Gleesons. It's the Gleesons. It's on Channel 4, 10 o'clock on a Thursday. And it's Brian Gleeson, Donald Gleeson, and they've written it. And then Brendan Gleeson's in it as well.
Oh, man. The trailer looks great.
And who plays the posh boyfriend?
Who?
Tom Von Lawler.
No.
Yeah, he's a little posho in it.
One of De La Salle's finest.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like.
Happy birthday, Frank.
What's going on?
This is an intervention, Frank.
My birthday present's an intervention.
You're stuck in a cycle, Frank. You're 33. You don't have a job. You're still living at home. You can't even drive. Hence the bicycle. You're welcome, by the way.
You think I'm stuck in a cycle, so you gave me a bike?
You have to find your own place to live, Frank.
This is my house. I have to defend it. It's like Home Alone. I love you, Frank. You're one of my best friends.
You still want to do the flaming bag of dog poo on his doorstep?
It's a little unsophisticated. But yes, please.
I'd be getting that in the All Four.
Oh, that
I'd be
good.
Giving that to Q.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're now all available on the All Four. So if you like the first one, you can just get in there and stream a lot of them.
I think they're all on Amazon Prime as well. So yeah, I will be definitely going that this weekend.
Very good. Fair yeah. play to them. Come on, the Gleasons. All right, well, that looks good, Paul.
That looks
nice
really
one.
Good. That's
nice
a great
one.
Start. I'm going to recommend something, lads, right? And I only became aware of it only recently. Have you, maybe you've seen it, Podge, Unforgotten on Netflix.
Yes, the crime drama.
Nicola Walker, Sanjeev Bhaskar, and I've seen the first two seasons. There's another two to watch. And it is, if you liked Happy Valley, Nobby.
Yeah.
It's
kind same
of
writer, no?
I don't know if it's the same writer, but it's a similar kind of vibe. It's really quality whodunit.
These cases where people pretend to be one thing for half a century and then turn out to be something else. I wonder if they still love him.
I can't be undecided.
I want to find who took his life. Every and I want to punish them. Every 39 years later.
I know nothing about what happened to this young man.
Oh, it's good.
Do you know what? I just finished watching the last series because it's just being finished on ITV.
And the last series got the biggest figures over a month period of any
Can
drama.
I tell you, it was some rapper telly.
Oh, was it great? The first three seasons are on Netflix. The fourth season, the pod you just watched, I don't know where
it's
you...
It's on the ITV hub, but you...
Virgin Media will probably show it in a few weeks.
It's yeah, class. Yeah.
Now, do you want to laugh?
Yeah, of course.
Started last week. There's three series of it you can stream straight away. Wellington Paranormal.
Oh, yes.
This is from the lads that did What We Did in the Shadows. Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement. Oh, man. Some funny stuff.
Big night Saturday nights. A lot of people out drinking, but you guys are out there doing some exemplary police work. Savelli and Jones apprehended a vandal caught in the act of defacing public property. The man was drawing a large on a wall. They managed to confiscate the pen and change the drawing into that of their man with a big nose.
Do you reckon that's what it's like inside Coolock as well?
No. No. I don't have to reckon. I can tell you for certain it's not.
Wow.
That looks funny. Funny.
It's like Garda Patrol with ghosts.
Oh. Sign me up. What have we got in Obbers?
First Man, 9 o'clock, Channel 4, Saturday night, Ryan Gosling and Claire Foy, the Queen herself, from 2018. It's the story of Armstrong's kids.
First man to walk on the moon. That'd be something.
We've chosen a job so difficult, requiring so many technological developments. We're going to have to start from scratch.
And wow. Right now, somewhere is thinking there was more technology in an iPhone.
Yeah, it's you, isn't it?
9 o'clock, Channel 4 tomorrow night. 9 o'clock, Channel 4 tomorrow night. 9 o'clock, Channel 4 tomorrow night. 9 o'clock, Channel 4 tomorrow night.
Nobby
now, lads, now, a couple of streamers for Nobby and his beamers.
Yeah.
Netflix started the 14th. When was that? This week, anyway. Love and Monsters.
That was Wednesday.
That's the important information, Nobby. Get into Wednesday.
Don't move.
Let me see it.
Don't move, Amy.
Let me see it.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's super sweet because it's terrible. Oh my God.
Where have you been, Joel?
Amy, I love you. I'm going to come find you. Day of the monster uprising was the day I lost everyone.
A monster apocalypse, shall we say, and it's a story of him and his survival. It's a fun thing, you know.
Yeah, well, it looks fun. Yeah. Crack, yeah.
Yeah. Now there's another thing just started on Amazon Prime last week, and Riz Ahmed has got an Oscar nomination for this. He's the first Muslim actor to get an Oscar nomination. Ever.
That seems mad.
Really?
First ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, not mental. Sound of Metal on Amazon Prime. It's about a rock and roll drummer who's going deaf.
You sound great.
Yeah, right.
What? You're telling me you weren't feeling it? You were in it.
We don't need to put them all out.
I know, but we just need to film.
And of course, Line of Duty is the second last episode, and your woman, who is very, very nasty, she investigates the investigators, is back in it this week.
Is it H from Steps?
I hope so. I hope so.
Tragedy!
Right, lads, I have to call. Don't forget, your good mate is back over the weekend as well.
Who's that?
Your best pal, Stephen Mulhern, in for a penny is back.
Yes. Friend of the show, 7:30, Virgin Media 1.
He's a good lad.
Watch some fella roll a sausage roll up to his ma's mouth.
Good luck to you!
Good luck to you, Fodgy. That's his TV guide. That is the weekend stuff right here. Enjoy it all.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. FM 104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
So they usually repeat it at 1 o'clock in the morning on the Sunday morning before the new episode goes out, but it's episode 4, so I don't have any answers.
Or episode 2, I don't know. Unless you have the iPlayer...
Yeah, that wouldn't work yet.
Or somebody you know has recorded it and they could stream it
over
their phone.
Absolutely, yeah, and all that stuff. Good morning to Will and Faye as well, who are listening to Instagram intently every morning. They play the quiz. A lot of kids play the quiz.
And they do very well.
Yeah.
A 12-year-old has a 10 out of 10. So hello to all the kids who are Instagrammers. You're hopefully learning something.
And hello to Carl from Dundrum, who's today's contestant.
Hello, how's it going?
How long has it been since you were 12?
Oh, wild, mate. I'm 27 now, so sometimes.
A little while. Now, in the interest of hearing us, Carl, if you take us off speakerphone, it will work a lot better.
Oh, yeah, speakerphone, is it?
Yeah.
It's probably AirPods then.
Oh, yeah, I have the AirPods, yeah. It's just a bit echoey.
Yeah, it's a bit echoey. Can you pop them out?
Is it safe? Yeah, we'll do. Hold on.
Oh, here we go.
Have they ever fallen out when you're running?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, kind of. Have they ever popped out when you're running?
No, I don't like wearing AirPods when I'm running. Out.
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
Yeah, he didn't hear you because he was.
Yeah, I know
he's on his AirPods. So you can hear us okay now, can you?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
And Crossy has told you all the rules.
Yeah, can't use the internet, can't use anything. Yeah. Give it a go.
Exactly. So best of luck. That's the main thing. Best of luck.
Right, 10 questions, 1,000 euro. We'll give you the money if you get them all right. Here we go.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
In what sport would you shout four to warn people about your ball?
Golf.
Who is the President of Ireland?
President Mac. Oh, Git.
Sorry?
Git.
Who?
Who?
Git.
President. He's Git.
What's he saying?
He likes skips.
Skips. Enchiladas and tortillas are from which cuisine?
Mexican.
What did Now TV recently drop from their name?
TV.
True or false, Justin Timberlake's hit song, Sexy Back, was released 15 years ago this year.
True.
What are the company Moonpig famous for making?
Sweets.
Sorry?
Sweets.
In the current season of Line of Duty, is it the fifth or the sixth season?
Fifth.
What type of hygiene products do Listerine make?
Mouthwash.
Who is the manager of the Republic of Ireland football team?
For the moment. Mike D. Higgins, no. President, sorry.
No, it's not one of those quizzes where the...
You can't go back. That's
yeah, no, that, sorry.
Unfortunately.
What country is Bangkok in?
Yeah, China.
Okay. So let's have a gander, Carl, and see how you did. Sorry, the phone line wasn't great, even with the pods out.
Yeah. Pods in, pods out.
So golf pods is correct. Out. The president is Michael D. Higgins. Who were you saying at the beginning, though? Git.
I couldn't think of anything. I was going to say Git.
Dip, is it?
Git.
Skip.
Oh, Skip. Sorry, I thought you were saying his name was Git.
Miguel D. is 80 on Sunday. So happy birthday, Miguel D.
Mexican's correct. Now TV have dropped the TV. They're just now.
They're just now.
Justin Timberlake's hit song, Sexy Back, is 15 years ago this July.
Wow. Take him to the bridge. You're trying to set that up for a nod. You're not going to find it.
I know what you're at. Subliminal. Moonpig are famous for making cards or gifts or photo printing, really. Not really.
Percy Pig are the sweets.
You can probably get some sweets sent now, but like, they're not famous for that, really. It's the fifth season. Did you say the fifth or sixth?
It was hard to hear. It still is.
Still can't hear you.
Yeah. And
Fish.
Gih.
Fish.
What?
Fish.
Hey, Tim Cook. Your Six. Headphones need more work.
Six.
They look cool.
Is the one before seven, you're saying?
Need more work. If Steve Jobs was still alive, he'd have better quality control. Just saying.
I don't know who's shouting out there. Sorry,
Tim Cook,
Carl.
CEO of Apple.
You were saying the one before seven. Six, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was fifth. Fifth is the answer. Mouthwash is right. Stephen Kenny is the Irish football manager.
For now.
I don't care what you say. I don't care.
I'm very. What did he say?
I don't know.
So I'm very methodical.
People are looking for the remix again. They want the remix again.
It's China. No, it's not China. It's Thailand.
Thailand.
Although, well done to China, whose economy grew 18% in the first 3 months of the year. Congratulations to them.
Do you just do a shout out to China?
Yeah.
Fair play. You got five today, Carl.
No worries.
Thanks for playing, man.
Fair play. Cheers. Thank you.
Fair play.
Cheers. Yeah, there's two of us. I just tried it with Siri and it doesn't work. She was talking about somebody else. But if you ask Alexa who is related to Joe Davidson, it's a funny answer, apparently.
Okay, we don't know what the funny answer is. Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter, has teamed up with the British rockers The Struts for their new single Low Key in Love. So she's featured on The Struts' upcoming single Low Key in Love. The band's official Insta posted the single's cover photo with the lead singer Luke Spiller and Paris together. The caption read, "New single, hashtag low key in love," featuring the incredible Paris Jackson. That's all right.
That's actually all right, yeah.
That's very good.
Speaking of new music today, so Regard,
Regard.
He's teamed up with Troye Sivan and Tate McRae. This is called You.
This is good. Me without a chance to try. How can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? I should be mad because you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you.
And then Troye Sivan last night on Twitter, of all places, did a little tour of his gaff. Bit showboaty, but you know. A lot of people were watching it anyway.
Jennifer Lopez has broken up her engagement and so the relationship is over with Alex Rodriguez. He's put up stuff on Instagram. Some mementos of their relationship, including photographs and stuff like that.
And he's listening to Coldplay. So is he messing or is he actually heartbroken?
Sounds like he's heartbroken.
People
we will continue
things.
To work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects.
Oh yeah.
We wish the best for each other and one another's children.
Very so good. Very
he's
good.
Out the gaff.
He is out the gaff. And it's just not working out for J-Lo and guys. Not quite sure why. Dot from Line of Duty almost played a completely different role in the show. Line of Duty star Craig Parkinson left in series 3.
He was a tall bad guy. He used to eat bolognese all the time.
Very bad. But if things had turned out differently, the actor could still be appearing on screen chasing Ben Coppers because he auditioned to play one of AC12's main characters.
Or not.
He could have been Arnott. Dot not.
It's hard to think of him not being Arnott now. Now, here's the thing. We keep saying there's only two of them left. Listener got involved today. There's 7 episodes in this season, so there's three episodes left, including this Sunday.
So this Sunday's 5.
This Sunday's 5. There's 2 more after that. So
here's a reminder of Dot with Bob the Builder himself.
Warning: this episode contains spoilers of Line of Duty and some strong language.
Yes,
I've warned you.
Obsessed with Line of Duty.
Oh, I can just think of nobody better than my old partner in crime, both on and off screen. Mr. TV's Neil Morrissey, are you there?
I am here, Mr. Craig Parkinson, the second tallest actor in the whole of Great Britain.
They were very good together.
They were very good.
They were so dodgy.
Harry Styles' fortune has rocketed to £14 million in 1 year. He's doubled his money.
I lost £2 million on the L Tours the last year. God bless him.
You know, he's rocketed from 15 million to 28.8 million in 12 months.
And he has the touring arm separate. So even if that does make a loss, it's like ring. It's like a.
So he's doubled his money without
Richard
touring.
Richard Branson way of doing business. Oh yeah, he's like 33 million in total or something.
Holy good lord, and how right, are you there for Delma?
It's all right for lockdown. He's not on the pup. No, he's not. And yeah, that is just the dirt. So your thoughts please on Jennifer Lopez. Should she just give up fellas forever? Or as Jim has suggested, she should date a tradesperson from Coolock who wears Snickers trousers and maybe he'll make her happy.
Yeah, keeping it real. Somebody real, not a famous person.
It's 5 to 9 on F104. Up until yesterday, Jim had no idea who the Caterpillar, Kevin the Caterpillar, and there is a female one as well, I can't remember her name though.
Kira.
From M&S. I don't think she's called Kira.
I've never, so I saw this, it just blew up everywhere yesterday. I'd never heard of Kevin the Caterpillar.
It is the go-to cake for outdoor events, kids' parties, work. Like there's an M&S up the road here from us, and the amount of times it's been people's birthdays in here, and you get a Kevin the Caterpillar cake.
Never seen one. So is this M&S do the original one, is it?
Yeah, he's quite long. You can stick a load of candles in him along his back. He even has a little face. Whoever's birthday it is gets the face off the top.
Looks a bit like Thomas the Tank Engine, only without the wheels.
Oh, sorry, it's Colin. Yeah, Colin. Anyway.
So then, good morning, Dougal.
Someone gets his bum down at the end. You chop that bit off.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think he even has little feet. Little
and
chocolate.
And what's inside him?
More chocolate sponge.
So he's a chocolate cake, is he?
It's, yeah, yeah. It's
Colin little, the Caterpillar.
It's a lot of chocolate.
So he's famous.
The reason I say Kevin, because he's the carrot and he's the other. He's the competition. I wonder is there one called Kevin. So here's the lowdown.
So M&S to the original one has been going for years and years.
Since 1990, they've produced more than 15 million.
Have I never seen this
Collins.
Before?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
There's so many tweets yesterday. Why the wrong face? About the new one.
It's quite a rich. You wouldn't have too much of it, but kids.
Nice with a cup of coffee.
And then, like the outer shell of him is you crack that chocolate and it's kind of it's spongy and it's good.
I'm on board. Like I'll take a slice off you.
Well. That's grand. He's a protected thing. But here's the problem. M&S are a little bit annoyed that Aldi are doing basically
a
knockoff. Nothing wrong with them, but it's just they're like, hang on, this is way too similar to our Colin. What are you at, lads?
So what's the Aldi version look like? What's the differences?
I would say he's a bit more like a bit more of a frog face. If that makes sense. Than a caterpillar.
Yeah.
But like they're not Smarties, but some of them have little sweets like that dribbled along his back. Yeah. So does the Aldi one. It's chocolate. It's even lying like Colin comes in a nice little green. It's like a plastic shell over him and then there's a green floor that he's lying on.
Yes.
Aldi has that as well. Anyway, they're going to the German the High Court to take Aldi to court to say you can't make this anymore. Because he's too synonymous with what...
Yeah, cease and desist. Well, yeah, it's like anything. Like, if you copy something completely, it's just going to remind you of the original more.
It's copywritten, they say. They also created a Colin product for charities and had the world's biggest coffee morning annual fundraising event. And they've said, Aldi and Jim Nugent, how are you not aware of this?
And why does it have to be a caterpillar? That's what I would say to Aldi. Why didn't you make it like a big, long pig or something?
I don't think a chocolate pig would be as appetising.
But is the Very Hungry Caterpillar, which is the famous children's book, is that not the most famous caterpillar? Is the Marks and Spencer's cake not very similar to that? So that sounds to me like it's ripping that off.
I don't know. You should ask their defence team.
I will, yeah.
They want to protect Colin, Connie, who's the girl, and her reputation for freshness, quality, innovation and value. Blah, blah, blah. The Aldi one is called Cuthbert.
Cuthbert, that's a good name.
Also begins with a C though, doesn't it?
Do you know what I'm thinking?
What?
I'm thinking we need to get a Colin and a Cuthbert and we need to do a
taste test.
A taste off.
Yeah, well, there's both up the road. Aldi has not sold this cake since mid-Feb. Have you tried both, anyone? Is there any, like, are they very similar when you cut them open?
Now, I saw that somebody said, and I won't mention any names, but there are two other supermarkets who also do caterpillars that...
Oh, don't tell M&S is legal team.
Well, they're in the race as well. So have you seen another superstore or... supermarket making a caterpillar that's also a chocolate cake.
Or other caterpillar. Oh, hang on a second. Cuthbert is not the first challenger. 10 years ago, Sainsbury's launched Wiggles the Caterpillar, as they produced Bonnie and Clyde.
Somebody had texted in Tesco do them for 4 years. They've
it's called Curly. Tesco gave birth to Curly.
Well, I'm going to sue with that because that's I've got that copywritten. And they do a gluten and dairy free one.
Gluten and tootin. And Morrison's produced Morris. And Co-op went for a curious caterpillar cake. He's not sure if he's Colin or if he's Connie.
What's the story with caterpillars? Why can't it be something else?
He's a gender fluid caterpillar.
Well, you can never tell with caterpillars.
Well, if you flip them upside down, you might.
No, I think caterpillars are one of those.
They hide it.
No, I think
are they like snails? They can.
I think caterpillars are gender. Oh. They are gender fluid.
Yes, let's not think about that when you're trying to eat it. But anyway, there you go. If M&S get their way, they'll be the only ones making a chocolate caterpillar.
It's a disgrace.
Outraged.
You've never even had one or seen one. I don't know how to get upset about this because I didn't know about them until yesterday.
Of all the things that the world needs to be upset about with right now, that is one of the things that's in a high court today. Imagine that.
Phew.
Let chocolate be chocolate.
The Dubai 2 are off the hook today, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
breathing a sigh of relief. Yeah. Oh, it's grand. Cuthbert's in trouble.
Yeah, Cuthbert and Connie and everyone else. That's what's going on today. It's FM 104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.